This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Chatham police are investigating after a man was shot in the leg Sunday. The victim was found on Jackson Street by Chatham police, who were investigating a shot spotter call. He was transferred to Novant, New Hanover with serious injuries. A retired Robeson County principal is in jail under $2 million bond on sex charges. Paul Nelson Locklear, age 53, was arrested in Columbus County Saturday. He was charged with sex by substitute parent, crime against nature, and other felonies. He allegedly molested at least one foster child in his care over an extended period of time. We have much more on this story on our website. Governor Roy Cooper and Governor-elect Josh Stein filed a lawsuit Monday challenging legislation that will change appointments and composition of state and local elections boards. Senate Bill 382 was passed over Cooper's veto. It strips much of the governor's power over local and state election boards. The provisions in the law that are being challenged by the governor would take all appointments to the State Board of Elections away from the governor's office and give them to the state auditor. The auditor would also appoint the chair of each county board. Now that's currently a gubernatorial task. The Holiday Booze and Lose It campaign is underway through January 5th. After a banner year for seatbelt usage in the state, good job, folks. Driving while impaired citations have actually gone up slightly this fall. That's not such a good job. Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are conducting sobriety checkpoints on both major and secondary highways to cut down on impaired driving. So people, if you're planning on going out and partying, please don't drink and drive. Call somebody and get a ride. The Leesville Christmas Light Show is going on through January 5th. That's old Christmas. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their homes at 7020 New Britain Highway with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. More than 50,000 lights are turned on every afternoon at 5 p.m. and they're on until 11. The Leesville Show is free. Please park on the shoulder of the road or in the driveway. The Blood Connection is going to host the Jenna Jenkins Scholarship Drive December 30th from 1 until 6 p.m. in Chatham. Donors will receive up to $50 in rewards for participating. Look for more on this story online. Starting January 11th, Make Heaven Crowded Ministries will host a community ladies Bible study inside Kendall Woods Farms Coffee and Bakery that's located at 721 South Madison Street in Wyville, right across the street from Mercantile on Madison. There'll be Bible study, good food, coffee, and fellowship from 9 until 10 a.m. Hunting season's in for most waterfowl. The Wildlife Commission is urging duck hunters to make sure you wear your proper safety equipment. Hypothermia is one of the top causes of death nationally for waterfowl hunters, followed closely by drowning. So make sure you dress warm and dress to float. Always be sure somebody knows where you're hunting. If you're out on a boat, wear a PFD and always obey all the hunting laws. It's also less than a week until the end of deer and bear seasons. Big game hunters are reminded to always wear a safety orange cap, jacket, or hat, or other outer garment. Entering posted land without permission for any reasons is also against the law, even if you're just trying to recover your dog. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.